So would you all please pray with me again? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts that beat together as one be pleasing to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a message for you all also about being uncomfortable and being vulnerable. But I wanted to start with a video that we have this morning. Another retelling of our scripture today. And I ask you, what did you notice from that video of the artist painting the scene? What stood out to you? How fast, right? Absolutely, how fast. Whoops, we're playing it again. If we don't mind just stopping that. There we go, thank you. Yeah, so how fast. What else did you notice about that video of the artist painting the scene of washing the disciples' feet? This is what you can... What was that?
The light on the hand.
The light on the hand. Nice, the imagery of the hand and the light on it. What else? Judy. Awesome, how it wasn't clear at the beginning of apparent what it was going to be and then how it kind of came to life. Yeah, awesome. That there was nothing and then something. Did you notice all the various colors that were used? It wasn't just like in charcoal, black and white, but there were so many colors added in. And how delicate the artist was as they were painting it. There was a gentleness really to it. I also noticed how the artist had to be vulnerable to have their work videoed. I mean, if it was me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, what if I screw it up? What if it doesn't come out like I want it to? How do I fix that or whatever? There's a vulnerability to allowing your work in progress to be videoed. So we know our foot washing story for today. We know it really well. It's a very familiar scripture. And yet, do we really know it? There's this vulnerability in our scripture and in our painting video this morning. And there's that vulnerability with Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Now, when I was looking at our text for today, when I was studying it, I had forgotten myself that Jesus gets up in the middle of dinner to wash the disciples' feet. I had it in my mind that that happened before they sat down, because that would have been the natural order of things, you know? But I was right smack dab in the middle of the meal. Theologian Colin Kearse, he sets the stage really well when he writes that Jesus' action was unprecedented. A wife might wash her husband's feet, he says. Children might wash their father's feet. Disciples might wash their master's feet. But in every case, it would be an act of extreme devotion. Foot washing was normally carried out by a servant, not by those participating in the meal, much less the one presiding over the meal. And according later to Jewish tradition, even a Jewish slave would not have washed the feet of others. It would have been a Gentile slave. So presumably at this Last Supper, there were no servants there to wash the feet. There must have been a period of embarrassment by the disciples, you see, realizing that nobody was available to wash the feet, and none of them were prepared to really carry out this menial task because that wasn't their role. It certainly wasn't Jesus's role. So the consternation that the disciples would have felt could have been palpable when they realized that Jesus was preparing himself to carry out this such a lowly service. Being uncomfortable, being vulnerable. Jesus doesn't just show this message, he lives it. And in our scripture, we actually hear these words that Jesus says to his disciples. He says, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right," he says, "but for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Jewish scholar Amy Jill Levine also notes that the foot washing Jesus performed is in a Jewish context. It's not really an act of hospitality or hygiene, you see, for the Jewish people, but it's a ritual act of purification. Purification. Purifying ourselves, our intentions, stripping off our outer robe like Jesus did, and standing in the truth and in rawness. Jesus, during that Last Supper, he took off his outer robe, he took off that cloth, and he wrapped it around the disciples' naked feet. Jesus wrapped those feet in love. These very feet of the disciples who would run in the opposite direction, who would oppose him, who would walk over and turn Jesus over to be crucified. Jesus purified, wrapped those very feet in love. So often, as people, we give our love, but only to a certain point where we feel comfortable, because we get afraid. Being uncomfortable and being vulnerable, wrapping somebody in love, is about giving something up in order that someone else might be able to receive. Let me repeat that. Being uncomfortable and being vulnerable, wrapping someone in love, is about giving up something in order that that other person might be able to receive. It's giving up our comfort and being vulnerable. So many years ago, when I was the marketing director for the largest LGBTQ plus family rights organization in Boston, I was also dealing with my own severe depression. I remember one night riding the train home from North Station up to Salem. Now, the lights were on in the train, but it felt so dark sitting in that train. Sitting on the front left bench of the train car in my black wool pea coat with my gray knit cap on top, tears just streamed down my face. I was sobbing. I was making a small puddle literally on the floor beneath my feet. For that half hour plus ride home, not one person said a word to me or patted my shoulder, gave me a look. Not one person. I imagine it was too scary of a situation to engage with. I mean, what would someone say to me after all, sitting there sobbing? What could they have done? It was too much to risk being uncomfortable and vulnerable with me as a complete stranger. Jesus now, on the other hand, is inviting us to let down our outer robe and to let go of fear and to be pure. I remember how alone I felt riding that train that evening, so I hold on to this memory as a reminder to myself to step out of my comfort zone when I see someone else hurting, to at least offer that gentle pat on the shoulder, that little bit of love to connect to somebody, to not turn away. Jesus is inviting us to be vulnerable, to pick up that towel so that we might wrap somebody in God's love, in God's forgiving, unmistakable love. Jesus' act of washing feet is an act of radical servant love. A reminder that in times when we want to turn away or not look at or wanting to touch someone else's feet, turn away from somebody who is sobbing or from that smelly person who's experiencing homelessness, those are the times that we are called to put down our outer robes like Jesus and to pull out that towel and wrap someone in love. Jesus is inviting us into the practice of letting go of our outer robe, of letting ourselves be vulnerable, like the artist was in the video, so that we might share Christ's love. May it be so. Amen. Let us rise now, friends, in spirit to sing "The Kingdom Is Yours."